This is Colorful Radio.
Our music, our news,
our views.
Our featured business is Afro Deity Limited, owned by Alicia Thorntwaite, whom we have on the line now to speak to us. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for inviting me on today.
Oh, yeah, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. I wanted to hear a little bit about your background because I heard you're a scientist.
Yes, I am. I spent 8 to 9 years as a drug surveillance scientist, dabbling in toxicology, drugs, poisons, that kind of thing. I worked at King's College and at a small company in Fordham in Cambridgeshire, doing sciencey things.
So how did you... So was that a sort of launch pad for your you know, creating products for black hair and skin?
In a way, because I mean, being into toxicology, I was quite fascinated by toxins, poisons, and when my hair actually fell out after a bad weave/relaxer episode, I started to research, as I do as a scientist. I research everything, the ingredients in my products, what I was actually putting on my hair. I started looking into, you know, is there an alternative? And I started to realize how harmful the things I was putting on my face, my skin, my hair were. And I started to look at more natural ingredients from the Caribbean. I started to find all these home remedies from the Caribbean, and I wanted to know more about them. And having that scientific background kind of led me to research more about that kind of thing. And, you know, figure out if there was a way to do this without harming ourselves.
Yes. Well, you must have heard the story we did just before you came on, which says that there are all sorts of chemicals in our toiletries and, you know, how it's affecting men's hormones. And, you know, it's just like an Armageddon going on.
Well, a lot of the stuff that we buy off the supermarket shelves now, I mean, quite a few of the ingredients, they, you know, as through the 80s and 90s, they found alternatives that were cheaper. And a lot of those things are in our hair care products, our bathroom products, you know, the cleaning products, and those things, yeah, they affect our health.
Right.
You know, the ingredients are cheaper, so big companies tend to go for these cheaper ingredients. And they're not necessarily, I mean, research has been done since then that now shows us that those things aren't good for us.
So what are the challenges of importing all the sort of natural products you have, keeping them fresh and then, you know, long enough to convert into the product you're going to sell? What are the challenges in doing that?
The biggest challenge, I think, are the legal challenges, the regulatory challenges, getting, because I come from a regulatory background, the most important thing for me is to making sure that we have some kind of control mechanism over what we're bringing in and the ingredients we're using. And we try to make sure we get everything tested and it goes through a lab. You know, we have to have certain paperwork to sell things here in the UK. And that, for me, is incredibly important. If you're selling a cosmetic product in the UK, you do have to have certain regulatory paperwork. And I think a lot of companies don't actually realize this, but you do have to have your products tested and controlled, have batch numbers, that kind of thing, before you actually put them onto the market.
Just before I ask a question about that element of it, how long's Afro Deity been in existence, and what sort of turnover are you aiming for 2015?
Afro Deity itself has been in existence for 3, coming up to 4 years, and we've just launched our Joliet range, which is named after my mum, who I respect most in the world, and that launched in February, and Joliet has kind of taken off a lot more.
Well done.
Than Afro Deity has. Turnover-wise, we're hoping to get more than 2014.
good luck on that. Can I just ask, you said about the regulatory regime, somebody once said to explain to me how incredibly difficult it actually is to get all the meet all the ingredients regulations in terms of packaging, because if you're talking about a lipstick or a small pack of hair care, and listeners can't see this, but I'm as bald as a bath bun, so hair care is not a problem for me, but any small toiletry still has to meet all the ingredients regulations in terms of labelling, etc.
Any cosmetic product that you put on the market has to have hundreds of pieces of paperwork, a product information file which lists all the ingredients. It has to be signed off by a scientist in the UK, or at least with qualifications gained in Europe that are equivalent to something you'd get here in the UK. There is a whole raft of things that you have to do before you actually put a product on the market.
And sorry,
go ahead.
I was going to say, did you do that all yourself virtually, or did you get
I'm
a consultant, or what?
I'm actually training to do this now, because I mean, I am a scientist, but I don't have any experience in cosmetic science, so I would rather sit with someone else and go through it with them than take it on myself. So I'm training at the moment to actually do this myself, because there's so many small businesses out there that could benefit from that. Because a lot of companies charge tens of thousands of pounds for these kind of tests.
Well, you sound like you have quite so many different facets to this business. I mean, it sounds quite capital intensive as well. I mean, where did you get investment from to sort of start something like this up when it has so many challenging facets to it?
Because I'm a little bit too old to go for one of, say, the young people's loans and things that the government are now giving us. Giving small businesses now, I think they usually go for about 18 to 30. I had to fund most of this myself. I saved up, and my parents helped me a little bit because they pushed me, to be the best that I can be. And that they didn't give me that much investment, but a little bit to get me started. But for most people, you can actually go through the crowdfunding route, or there's certain loans that you can go into. There's also, for 18 to 30, you can apply to the Prince's Trust. There's quite a few routes that you can go down, lots of different avenues. For me, the best way to go was to fund it myself, and I was lucky enough to be able to do that. But you don't have to have £1 million to get a business started. There are lots of businesses that start on a shoestring.
Yes.
It's a lot of doing a lot of research and finding, being innovative. Being a small business, you have to be innovative to find ways of marketing and, showing people what you can do without having to spend thousands. You don't have tens of thousands of pounds to spend.
But you also have to have quite specialist type employees, so that must be quite intensive.
That brings
as well.
Me on to something that I did want to talk about today, was United Pearls, which is a group of UK, a collective of UK natural hair brands, and there are nine of us in total, and having different, I come from a scientific background, Katrina from Main Divas, who's one of the members, she's a lawyer, you also have a Belinda from Be Unique, she's amazing with design, and Shea Butter Cottages, she's been in the owner of Shea Butter Cottages has been in business for a good 10-12 years, and she knows so much about business that we all bring small bits to each other. We're able to help each other in these individual little ways, because I've outsourced quite a lot of the stuff that I had before, but having come in contact with these women, I was able to learn from them, and they're able to learn from me, and I think we're able to bring in some kind of small business cooperation that way.
So are you a cooperative or a collective?
Just a collective. We support each other, which is something black businesses are very bad at doing, supporting and helping each other. Not very bad at doing, but it's something we don't tend to do.
No, we haven't got much practice at.
No. So, it's something, we're trying to raise awareness of each other, and, most of us are mums, we're mumpreneurs, so, we're struggling with having jobs as well as, running a business and a home, and it's nice to have that support network from nine other businesses: Almocado, Natural Simple Hair Care, Shea Decadence, Curly by Nature, I Love Afro, all wonderful, beautiful women. I respect so much.
We may have some of the others on. Can I just ask, how did you find out about each other? Was it just by chance, or just as a final question?
We've all been going to different events and speaking to different businesses at these events, and you meet them as you go to these events. You have a stand next to each other, so you do get to know the people next to you. And we've generally just come together at different times at different events, and we thought, why don't we actually come together and do something together, instead of fighting each other or competing.
That's inspirational. Sounds like the way to go. Networking, everybody.
Networking.
Yeah, thank you so much, Alicia. That's great. Thank you so much. That's Alicia Thorntway.
Can I just say, our website is store.afrodeity.co.uk, and also the United Curls is having a pop-up shop on the 14th of December at the Honor Oak and Stone Bar in Honor Oak Park, and we'd love to see any of your listeners there.
Well, you saved me from doing it for you.
Live on digital radio, colorfulradio.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.